Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in a very long chapter of Luke right now, Luke chapter 19, and I'm going to read to you verses 17 through 32. We're still not done, and tomorrow we'll finish that chapter. This is in the World English Bible. Some of you have asked why I use this particular translation. I do because it's free and it's more readable than the King James Version. So that way I don't have to ever worry about copyright issues and I can freely share this scripture. All right, Luke 19 verses 17 to 32 says this. Jesus said to him, "Well done, you," or actually the landowner said to him, "Well done, you good servant. Because you were found faithful with very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities." The second came. Oops, I need to back up. Let me try this again. The first came before him saying, "Lord, your mina has made 10 more minas." He said to him, "Well done, you good servant, because you were found faithful with very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities." The second came saying, "Your mina, Lord, has made 5 minas." So he said to him, "And you are to be over 5 cities." Another came saying, "Lord, behold your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief. For I feared you because you're an exacting man. You take up that which you didn't lay down and reap that which you didn't sow." He said to him, "Out of your own mouth, I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I am an exacting man, taking up that which I didn't lay down and reaping that which I didn't sow. Then why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? And at my coming, I might have earned interest on it." He said to those who stood by, "Take the mina away from him and give it to him who has 10 minas." They said to him, "Lord, he has 10 minas. For I tell you that to everyone who has will more be given, but from him who doesn't have, even that which he has will be taken away from him. But bring those enemies of mine who didn't want me to reign over them here and kill them before me." Having said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When Jesus came near to Bethpage and Bethany at the mountain that is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples saying, "Go your way into the village on the other side, in which as you enter, you will find a colt tied, which no man has ever sat upon. Untie it and bring it. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say to him, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent went away and found things just as he had told them. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for these stories. Thank you for these parables that reveal to us that we have work to do, and we are certainly not saved by the work that we do, and we should not gloat in the work that we do. But you have entrusted us with talents, with possessions, with abilities, and with your Holy Spirit. And you've given us so much, and so you're longing for us not to fritter away our lives, but to live our lives in light of the kingdom of God. And so, Lord, give us that new heavenly vision of what your kingdom looks like as it's being lived through us. Lord, we want to take the one thing that you give us, which is our lives, and we want to multiply it tenfold. Lord, as a gardener, I see this all the time. I see one little seed. In fact, just last week, I put cucumber seeds in the ground. I think I did like 5 or 6 cucumber seeds. And what is so cool about that is that not only is that one little seed going to produce several cucumbers, but in each cucumber, there will be several seeds inside, and it just can keep going and going and going. And there's this exponential thing about it, that there's one little seed, but that one seed produces many fruit and many seeds. And so, Lord, in light of that agricultural trend and how that works, help us as we dig in the dirt this week, if we do, to remember this multiplication that you have for us. It's a mystery too, as a quote unquote farmer. I'm not really a farmer, but a gardener. It is a mystery. I, by faith, put that seed in the ground and you water it. You bring the sunshine, you allow it to grow, and then I get to harvest. And so, Lord, these are scriptures about harvesting. And so, Lord, we want to sow a lot, and we want to reap a lot, and we want to stay the course and be patient. I know any gardener has to be patient. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen like the moment you put the seed in the ground. It doesn't break apart. It has to wait a little while in the darkness. And that's also such a beautiful example of resurrection and death. Before that resurrection comes of that seed, it has to die first. It has to break, and then the fruit comes. And so, Lord, we choose death today. We choose to die to ourselves that your resurrection can happen in us. Lord, keep us close to you today. We're needy of you. We love you, and we need your presence. We need to know that you're going with us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a little review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, however you're listening to this. It will really help the podcast. Thank you so much.